There, time now to head down to Werribee because one of the most intriguing runners in this year's Ladbrokes Cox Plate is State of Rest, and Mark Power is the travelling foreman for Joseph O'Brien. If you haven't had a look at his form, here's a reminder of what he did last start over in the States.
Here is State of Rest, who has rallied for the lead. State of Rest is in front. Soldier Rising moves into second. It will be State of Rest to win it here by a length. State of Rest pulling off the upset in this $1 million.
Well, it might have been an upset, but it was a very impressive win over in Saratoga. And it's great to catch up with Mark Power and see him back in Australia once again. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are things?
Very well indeed. Have you and State of Rest settled in well to your surrounds this time?
We have indeed, yeah. Two of us are thriving down here again. Good to have a bit of sun in our back here on Werribee this morning. And looking forward to Saturday.
He's a, experienced traveller, been to the States and been over here, even though he's only lightly raced. From all the reports we've read, he's an old hand at this and he's travelled very well. Did you go to the States with him as well?
No, I didn't travel to the States, but MJ Doran rides him every day at home. He travelled over to Saratoga with him, so it's great having to be able to keep the same rider on board. And he knows his any flaws he might have or quirks that he might have. So, but he's a fairly straightforward horse, and it's great to have that little bit of travelling under your belt, knowing that you're going what to expect and that he's going to take it fairly well.
Has he been reporting that he's in a similar vein of form?
Yeah, he has. He's delighted with him. He hadn't had too many runs at home. He'd only one run before that in the Curra in Ireland, and then he travelled across to Saratoga and won that grade one. So he could be a horse in the improve, maybe. Fingers crossed, that's what we're hoping, anyway.
Well, for all of the Australian punters, it is hard to get a guide and a handle on where they line up. For a horse like Gold Trip, who's now being trained by Kira Mara, Dave Eustace, has more exposed international form over there. Would you compare the two? Where would you have State of Rest compared to a Gold Trip if they were to line up over in the UK?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. I know that I can only speak for our lad in that sense. And our lad doesn't lack any speed, and he's got plenty of it. I don't think he'd have any problem. He hit the line well over 1900 in Saratoga, and I don't foresee the 2000 metres being a problem. But he's a horse with plenty of speed, and he showed a great turn of foot that day, so coming back in Trip wouldn't be an issue going forward either. But we're hopeful now for Saturday that he'll stay the 2000 metres, no problem.
He did show a really good turn of foot over in the States, and he was probably just a little tardy away, and he made good ground up on the fence from gate 8 in a small field of 10. Where would you like to see him on Saturday?
I'd imagine what's inside him might go and take a lead, so he won't get too far back, so I'd imagine he could end up sitting mid-div there somewhere maybe, but I'll leave that up to Joseph and Johnny Allen. I don't know if they've gone and discussed it there yet, but we'll make a plan now over the next couple of days.
Do you remember Zaki from back home?
Well, no, he wasn't the great star that he was being made out to be here anyway, back home. He wasn't showing that level of form. He was very impressive down here. It'll be interesting to see now how we get on Saturday.
Is there a lot of surprise, I would imagine, from those who remember the Zaki back home as to what he's been able to achieve out here?
I suppose there has. There has been plenty of surprise. He definitely didn't show that level of form back home anyway, but Annabel Neesham has obviously done a good job with him, and it'll be interesting now on Saturday.
Well, there's no doubt about that. How have you enjoyed the surrounds down at Werribee? It's a little less crowded than what it has been when you've been out here previously.
It has, yeah. And we arrived onto our first week with an earthquake to visit us. So we're glad to be over that. No, it's quiet, but it's grand. We have a good routine going with the horses here, so that's keeping us plenty busy.
Have the new veterinary procedures been difficult for you to handle once you've arrived here in Australia?
They were probably more difficult at home, in that there were more hurdles to jump before we came out here. just with the demands in order to travel, which limited, I'm sure, plenty of internationals coming out. We were lucky enough that we were after bringing out two very sound horses that passed them with flying colours. So out here, other than the CT scan, nothing has changed really on the veterinary procedures here. But it's just all been the pre-travel, the pre-travel stuff that maybe caused a problem. And it showed that you'd need a horse with a good constitution as well as being that sound in order to get through all that.
Well, the other horse you mentioned that's out here is the defending champion in the Lexus Melbourne Cup, Twilight Payment. How is he?
He's in great form, yeah. He did a little half speed there the other day, and Sean Carvey has been riding him here in Werribee for the last 3 years. He rides him at home every day, and he's delighted with him. He's travelled over good, lost very little weight in travelling, and he's getting better at it, we think. So, look, who knows whether he can go and carry that sort of weight in the Melbourne Cup, but we're looking forward to taking our chance.
Yeah, he's got 58 this year compared to 55.5 after he won it last year. He brings very similar form lines to last year as well. Is he going just as well, or maybe better, do you think, 12 months later?
We think he's going just as well. That was a very good St. Ledger that he was second in, and was really a strongly run race, and second to a good horse in Sonny Boy Liston. And then the time before that, he won a St. Ledger trial. So his form looks to be every bit as good, and he's shown at home and having arrived here in Werribee to be in the same vein of health anyway.
What do you make of Incentivizer's win on Saturday in the Cup?
It was very impressive. I maybe would have had question marks beforehand, but God, I thought he was very impressive, and he put it to bed really well. Whether I didn't know if a horse like that would end up staying a Melbourne Cup trip, but looking off the back of it, you'd have to think he would, or you'd be very hopeful anyway.
Well, it's good to have the defending champ back here, and also State of Rest heading to the Ladbrokes Cox Plate on Saturday. Great to catch up this morning, Mark. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you.